This week's newsletter briefly describes a new library allowing output script descriptors to be compressed for use in QR codes. Also included are our regular sections summarizing a Bitcoin Core Peer Review Club meeting, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing notable changes to popular Bitcoin. Infrastructure software news. First, compressed descriptors. Josh DeMann posted to Delving Bitcoin to announce a library he's written that encodes output script descriptors into a binary format. This reduces their size by about 40%. This can be especially useful when descriptors are backed up using QR codes. His post goes into the details of the encoding and mentions that he plans to incorporate the compression into his encrypted descriptors backup library. You can find more information in newsletter number 358, Bitcoin Core PR Review Club. In this monthly section, we summarize a recent Bitcoin Core PR Review Club meeting, highlighting some of the important questions and answers. Click on a question below to see a summary of the answer from the meeting. First, improved TX Orphanage denial of service bounds is a pull request, or PR, by Glozo. This PR changes the TX Orphanage eviction logic to guarantee each peer the resources for at least one maximum size package worth of orphan resolution. These new guarantees significantly improve one parent, one child opportunistic package relay, especially, but not only, under adversarial conditions. The PR modifies existing global orphanage limits and introduces new per peer ones. Together, these limits protect against both excessive memory usage and computational exhaustion. The PR also replaces the random eviction approach with an algorithmic one, calculating a per peer DUS score. Note the PR has undergone a few significant changes since the review club. Most importantly, it now uses a latency score limit instead of an announcement limit. Second, why is the current TX Orphanage global maximum size limit of 100 transactions with random eviction problematic? It allows a malicious peer to flood a node with orphan transactions, eventually causing all legitimate transactions from other peers to be evicted. This can be used to prevent opportunistic one-parent, one-child transaction relay from succeeding, since the child wouldn't be able to stay in the orphanage for long. Now, let's discuss how the new eviction algorithm works at a high level. Eviction is no longer random. The algorithm identifies the worst-behaving peer based on a DUS score that's D. OS score and evicts the oldest transaction announcement from that peer. This protects well-behaved peers from having their transactions children evicted by a misbehaving peer. Next, why is it desirable to allow peers to exceed their individual limits while the global limits are not reached? Peers may be using more resources simply because they are a helpful peer who's broadcasting useful transactions such as CPFPs, that's CPFPS. Finally, the new algorithm evicts announcements instead of transactions. What is the difference and why does it matter? An announcement is a pair of a transaction and the peer who sent it. By evicting announcements, a malicious peer cannot evict a transaction that was also sent by an honest peer. What is a peer's DUS score and how is it calculated? A peer's DUS score is the maximum of its memory score, which is memory used divided by memory reserved, and its CPU score, which is announcements made divided by the announcement limit. Using a single combined score simplifies eviction logic into a single loop that targets the peer most aggressively exceeding either of its limits. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. First, L&D version 0.192, beta release candidate 2, is a release candidate for a maintenance version of this popular Lightning Network node. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Core Lightning 8003, 170, 7 Titans Bolt 11 invoice passing requirements by mandating that senders not pay an invoice if a payment secret is missing or if a mandatory field such as P payment hash H description hash or S secret has an incorrect length. These changes are made to align with the recent specification updates see newsletters 350 and 358. BDK 1950 7 introduces RPC batching for transaction history, Merkle proofs, and block header requests to optimize full scan and sync performance with an Electrum backend. This PR also adds anchor caching to skip simple payment verification, SPV C newsletter 312 revalidation during async. Using sample data, the author observed performance improvements of 8.14 seconds to 2.59 seconds with RPC call batching on a full scan, and performance improved from 1.37 seconds to 0.85 seconds with caching during async. First, BIP number 1888 removes the capital letter H as a hardened path marker from BIP 380, leaving just the canonical lowercase h and the alternative apostrophe. The recent newsletter number 360 had noted that grammar was clarified to allow all three markers. However, since few, if any, descriptor implementations actually support it, neither Bitcoin Core nor Rust Miniscript do the specification is tightened to disallow it. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin OpTech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on July 15th. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.